The Tyrone Hurlers will wrap up their Alliance National Hurling League campaign this coming Sunday as they meet Wicklow at Hayley Park in Omagh. Don't expect much from Tyrone though this Sunday. They go into the game remarkably minus 14 first choice players. Between injury and unavailability, Tyrone go into this tie with virtually a second string. The team are already relegated, but it's a case for Fall & Co of fulfilling the fixture.
That is correct. The amount of injuries is growing day by day. Unfortunately, we had a couple of injuries after our last game, and another individual who was involved in an accident last night is also out. So that leaves us now with about 14-15 players unavailable for Sunday.
Now, as any manager will tell you, if you lose one or two key personnel, it causes you problems. But when you virtually lose your entire starting 15, well, it's an impossible task.
It is an impossible task. Even, you know, playing the likes of Wicklow, which are probably the top team in the division, and if you're without even one player, one of your main players, it's a big loss to you. But when you're down 13 or 14, you can't operate that way. But it's fact. We have to get on with it. We have to play the match. And we take the consequences. That's all we can do.
After the wonderful success of the Larry Maher Cup last year, this has been a season of hell. Has all the good work that came about after the Larry Maher Cup final then fallen flat?
Well, it has fallen flat, but a lot of unfortunate things are happening. As I say, the injuries is our biggest problem. We went down to Fingal last Sunday, and we had just about 18 players. The rest are all out for various reasons, through injury or unavailable for other commitments. And this is the situation we find ourselves in. Now, since that game, there was two injured at that game. We have now another person out in again, and you just cannot compete with that type of team.
So Tyrone have to make changes. There's a possibility that several of the minor players involved in the Ulster Minor League decider today will be drafted in.
We'll take anybody at the moment, because they say all we're left with is about 15 or 16 players, and we have no scope for any substitutions or anything else like that.
As Dereem said, things can only get better then.
It can't get any worse anyway. Like, even we had training organised for last night, and because of the weather we opted for indoor, and we arrived down to the leisure centre in in Cookstown, and when we arrived there they had no power, so we had to turn around and come home.
It seems that everything is against the Tyrone Hurlers at the moment. It's a case of fulfilling the fixture on Sunday, though, and then refocusing for the championship.
Correct. Well, as I say, we're relegated anyway, and we have to fulfil our fixtures. That's what we're aiming to do. But what we're going to do is we're going to regroup, and we'll have a go at the Ulster Championship and the Nicky Rackard, and that's what we're aiming to do now. But at the moment, what we're doing is get this match over, and hopefully things will improve from this on.